Going up the stairs to the first floor, stop to look at the tapestry on the back wall. The work, part of a series of tapestries known as dei Castelli, woven by the Barberini Tapestry Workshop, can be dated around 1627 and represents the Abbey of Grottaferrata. Beyond the flowery landscape, in the background, there is a rather detailed view of the monastery and garden, the annexed buildings, and large courtyard with a fountain in the center. This sort of citadel is enclosed by a turreted wall built by Giuliano della Rovere, future Pope Julius II, to protect the abbey. Take a good look at the tapestry. Doesn't it seem as though you can see animals of all kinds and cows grazing next to a doe and a dromedary? The image may seem like a trick of the imagination or a whimsical detail added by the artisan, but it is not. What you see, in fact, is a menagerie, where different animal species, domestic and wild, live together. On the opposite side of the atrium is a sedan chair, a means of transport used more consistently in the 17th and 18th centuries. This sedan chair, lacquered in black on the outside and decorated with grotesque motifs, was made in Italy in the mid-18th century. It housed only one passenger and was carried by bearers. Let's now go into the great salon to stand in front of the Allegory of the Truth Revealing the Lie by Vincenzo Mannozzi, a Florentine painter in the service of the Medici. The painting depicts Prudence seated on a throne as she embraces the young woman who personifies truth and tears a mask from the face of the lie. Grand Duchess Vittoria della Rovere commissioned the artist to paint it around the mid-17th century for the Villa di Poggio Imperiale on the Arcetri hillside in Florence. From the salon, decorated with neoclassical frescoes, such as the oval with the Triumph of Minerva surrounded by cupids and winged spirits in the center of the vaulted ceiling, you can enter the other rooms on the floor where we will meet other members of the Medici family.